From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we've been talking to regular voters all year long. We'll check in with a Republican woman about the choice of Sarah Palin for vice president.
And she is where we're beginning today, at the Republican convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. Governor Palin will make her speech there tonight. We go to the floor of the convention center. Day to Day's Steve Prophet is there. Steve, what's the situation there?
Just getting ready for the big show tonight. This is, after all, a TV show. There are a few people hanging around. I see the senator from Texas, Kay Bailey Hutchison, basically just running through tonight's program. They're bringing people out on stage and having them test the mics. And earlier this morning, I believe Sarah Palin was out here just kind of getting a look at the place and a feel for what it feels like behind the podium.
Her speech is scheduled for about 10:30 Eastern time tonight. There must be a lot of anticipation there about what she's going to say.
Well, I'm not sure if there's as much anticipation about what she's going to say as anticipation to see her. She really has energized this convention, and it seems she's energized the Republican base. I've talked to delegates, to other people just here at the convention. To a man and a woman, they seem to be very excited about the choice of this vice presidential candidate. I think everybody's looking forward to seeing her, to hearing her tonight. And, yes, she will definitely be the headliner.
She's been out of sight for the last couple of days. She was supposed to speak to a anti-abortion group yesterday. The campaign canceled that appearance. The McCain campaign canceled that appearance kind of at the last moment. There's some ill feelings there. So, indeed, no one has seen her. What's she been doing? Do you know?
From what we understand, she's been holed up in her hotel room, probably surrounded by McCain handlers, working on her speech, trying to get her up to speed on the various positions that the candidate John McCain has. So I think cramming for a final exam, I think that's kind of what she's been doing.
Day to Day's Steve Prophet from the floor of the Republican convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. Steve, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.